So the government on U.S. flagged ships, they had certain quotas that they had to meet in terms of how many women were working, or were they subsidizing?
I don't think they were even that far.
Yeah.
I don't think they had set quotas at that point. They just wanted women to get on, to break the barrier. You know, there wasn't even a glass ceiling. There needed to be a glass door.
Right, right.
They just wanted to get women on board.
Right.
I mean, that was happening across the spectrum of all employment, mm-hmm. not just on the water. Any place where it was a male-dominated employment, they wanted women in.
Right.
And so the government was pushing. And I approached Getty. I know there must have been some sort of interview process.
Mm-hmm.
If they didn't have a personnel office in New York, I didn't interview, because I didn't go down to Delaware City, which is where I caught the tanker, you know, where I sailed out of.
So you don't remember an interview?
Oh, well, specifically, no. Yeah. I mean, I know I interviewed a couple of places. I certainly went into a number of offices.
Mm-hmm.
All over New York City.
What was that process like, trying to get your foot in the door?
I think it helped that Bernie had been there before me. Mm-hmm. He'd been at Getty before me. He'd been at Spenton Bush Red Star before me. And I don't remember where else I went. I think I went to Mobile. I don't even remember. I mean, it was like a blur.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a few years ago now. It's a lot of years ago now. I think most places were pretty receptive. And Spenton Bush Red Star was receptive, which eventually you'll hear that's remarkable. But the personnel office was receptive.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Did you consider yourself, doing something political when you were doing this, or were you just kind of looking for work and this is what was out there?
I think there was a level where it was political. I mean, I was aware of the climate, and I wanted work. Yes, I was in a position to take advantage of the climate.
Mm-hmm.
I was born with the right equipment, if you will.
Yeah.
And sure, I was willing to take advantage of that. And I would have loved that. I really would have liked to be able to get in the wheelhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been able to do it for a whole lot longer if I'd been able to go in the wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I would have stayed on the tug forever if I could have done that. I really... You know, because I did a lot of the stuff when we were doing yacht deliveries. Bernie taught me how to do, you know, celestial navigation and stuff like that, which I would have, of course, had to take courses in anyway. But I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved it.